News Talk 1620 WTAW Monday. It's our United Way of the Brazos Valley update. Allison here. Allison with a guest.
Absolutely. So today I have with me Carrie Baker from Scotty's House, one of our partner agencies. And Carrie is the executive director, and she oversees all of their work and ensures that they're making an impact in the community. And they do this through United Way, but also we achieve our goals through our partners like Carrie. So I just want to give her an opportunity to kind of talk a little bit about how they do that and how she uses funds, United Way funds and campaign funds to achieve that.
And not a stranger. Hi again.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And for those who are not familiar with Scotty's House.
Yeah. Scotty's House is the Child Advocacy Center of the Brazos Valley. We are one of 70 child advocacy centers across the state. We are a neutral entity, but we work with nonprofits, law enforcement, and child protective services to investigate child abuse. So instead of a child having to be interviewed multiple times, they come to our facility where they receive a forensic interview. If their case needs it, they will receive a forensic medical exam, and then we will also provide counseling to the child and their non-offending family members.
Something that we'd like to see go out of business, but obviously that's not going to happen. But what has activity been like this year?
You know, I think everybody in the nonprofit business wants to put themselves out of business, but that's not the reality that we live in. The statistics show that 1 in 10 children will experience sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. So the numbers are staggering, but of those, only 10% are going to tell someone. And so last year we saw 450 children, and really that should be 4,500 children. There's so many more out there that need to tell somebody, and they aren't. And so what happens is when children don't receive any kind of intervention, they don't tell somebody, they don't get counseling, they have higher rates of drug and alcohol abuse. They're trying to cover up what happened to them. They don't want to remember it, so they're trying to mask it with drugs and alcohol. They have higher rates of teen pregnancy. They're more likely to be incarcerated as an adult. So there's all these negative health outcomes that result when children don't get any type of intervention. And so for us, it's really important to get the kids in and get them the help they need. And one of the ways that we're doing that is our program that's funded by United Way. We actually partnered with the prenatal clinic this year because by the time children get to us, it's not too late for them, but the abuse has occurred. We can't prevent anything from happening at that point. And so we wanted to try to make an impact and prevent abuse before it ever happens. We want to change behaviors, not necessarily of the children, because it's not their fault. And so what we want to do is change the behaviors of the abusers, of the parents who are getting too stressed out and are shaking their babies or causing some kind of physical abuse. We want to teach parents how to protect their children from sexual abuse. Again, you know, it's nobody's fault. It's not the child's fault. It's not the parent's fault. It's obviously only the abuser's fault. But there are things that we can teach parents to better protect their children. And so we're partnering with the prenatal clinic in a new program called Prevention Through Collaboration. And the idea is that we are going to prevent abuse before it ever occurs. And so that's a really great project that is funded by the United Way campaign.
And how do you go about doing that?
So every agency can support the United Way campaign. They can have a campaign in their office. They can donate just to the United Way campaign. To access the program, it is for families who are clients of the prenatal clinic. So it's limited in its impact this year, but the potential is that we can expand it to other nonprofits in subsequent years, that we can hopefully even eventually partner with the hospitals, because it is providing, you know, that you go to a doctor and there's a lot of waiting. And so the idea is that we want to make use of that time. And so we're going to provide small educational snippets during this downtime so that it's not a lot. It's not a ton of information all at once. It's just little 10, 15 minute educational, not lectures, but just conversations to really provide parents with the information they need to better care for their children.
Visiting Carrie Baker, Scotty's House, what do the holidays bring in its own set of circumstances for you guys?
They do. You know, unfortunately for us, we are always very busy after the holidays. The majority of our clients, about 90%, are abused by somebody they know. And we always see really upticks of our numbers after summer, after holidays. And so with the Christmas season coming up, we're definitely going to be busy. So what you can do as a parent is make sure you know what who's around your child, who has access to your child. Have those conversations with your child. Empower your child to, even if it's an adult, how to respectfully say, don't do that. I don't feel comfortable in this situation. Encourage them to, if they feel uncomfortable, to say no to the adult and then to get away and come tell you. Also, if you ever suspect abuse, report it. You can report it to the National Child Abuse Reporting Hotline. The number is 1-800-252-5400. Or if you feel that the child is in immediate danger, call the police. They can respond immediately. The Child Abuse Reporting Hotline takes a little bit more time, but they will respond. If you're just something in your gut, you're not really quite sure, definitely report it. We always err on the side of reporting.
And how does an adult go about talking to, say, a 5-year-old versus a 15-year-old?
Right. Yeah, that's definitely, you have to use age-appropriate terms. And something we talk about when we go out and do education programs are, you know, we talk about places that are covered by our swimsuits. And if somebody touches us there, that what do we do? How, you know, that's really not okay. How do we encourage them to say no. And then we encourage them to try to get away if they can, run away, you know, scream, make a ruckus, and then go and tell a trusted adult. But the best thing to, you know, obviously, if you're comfortable using appropriate terminology with your child about private areas, you can certainly do that. But an easy way to just say is, you know, nobody should touch you where your bathing suit covers. That's a really easy, most kids have worn a bathing suit and they understand that.
And I guess the other thing, if you as an adult suspect something, you really don't want to get into detailed questioning, because that's what Scotty's House is there for.
Absolutely. You know, if a child does come to you and makes an outcry, is what we say, you want to encourage the child, thank them for telling you, but say, you know, I actually can't do anything about this. Let me, I appreciate you telling me, you're so brave, but let's get somebody involved who can help. You know, telling an adult is a huge step for children. A lot of times it's going to be after. It's very rare that they tell an adult while the abuse is occurring. We see a lot of times a delayed outcry. So the child is finally away from the individual that was hurting them. They are in a safe environment and they feel like they have somebody they trust who they can tell. And so that is, it's a wonderful thing. But again, you don't want to be the one who is questioning, getting all the details about the child, because that re-traumatizes them. Every time they have to tell their story, it's traumatic and it's making them relive it. And so we really want to limit the number of times they're going to have to do that. And so when they come to our facility, they tell their story once, that is recorded, and it's provided to all the investigative partners so that, again, they don't have to go question the child over and over. Now, if the case ends up going to trial for criminal charges, that does not take place of them having to testify, because defendants have a right to cross-examine their accuser. But if they're only having to tell their story twice, I think that's a victory for us.
The other thing also being that you all know how to ask the questions.
Absolutely. You know, one of our forensic interviewers are trained to assess where a child is developmentally. So they go through exercises with the child. Does the child know how to count? Do they know their colors? Because it doesn't do any good for a child to say, well, I was wearing a pink and purple shirt, if they don't actually know what pink and purple are. And so our interviewers are trained to ask non-leading questions that are age appropriate. But they know how to recognize that a teen can tell you a chronological narrative of what happened versus a 5-year-old. You're maybe going to be able to get who and where, where the incident occurred with a 5-year-old versus a 15-year-old is going to be able to give you a lot more details. So it's really important that investigations are and questions are asked that way, because we want it to be the child's story. We want to make sure that there can never be an accusation that the Scotty's House interviewer was actually the one telling the child what to say. Also, you know, with our interviews being recorded, they know exactly the questions that were asked. They know the child's responses. And so that really maintains the integrity of the interview.
Finishing up with Carrie Baker of Scotty's House, you've talked about the assistance that United Way contributors make to your organization. What else can folks do to help you all out?
Yeah, so we always accept donations for some items that are listed. We have a wish list on our website. One of the most
which is what, by the way?
Which is scottyshouse.org, scottyshouse.org. Most people, one of the most common misconceptions is that we're a shelter, and we actually don't have any children that live at our facility. And so while we can't accommodate items like used clothing, we do always appreciate stuffed animals, new stuffed animals, and blankets, because these are things that we give to the children after they've been interviewed, after they've had a medical exam. It's just a way to provide comfort for them, to them, during this, you know, kind of horrible experience that they've just had and what they've had to live through. So that's definitely a way to help. Again, we do have the wish list on our website. If you have, you know, don't have access to a computer, you can always call us. Our number is 979-703-8813. We can definitely tell you what we need. I can tell you we always need DVDs, because we do, when we interview one child, oftentimes we make 3 to 4 copies of the interview to provide to those investigative partners. And so it's wonderful to have those donated and not have to purchase those ourselves. And then we can always use supplies for counseling. We do a lot of art therapy with the children. It's amazing how healing art can be. And so we always can use paints and canvases and different things like that, so the children can use art as a way to express their trauma. If you don't want to donate, you can definitely consider volunteering. We have a ton of volunteer opportunities, from interacting with the child when they come in for their appointment to special event volunteers. Some of our volunteers want to give back, but can't necessarily handle the emotional toll that it will take working with children. And so they can come, they can help us out in the office, they can do some filing, or they can help work our special events.
ScottyShouse.org with all that information.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the visit.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And Allison, again, another way of United Way agencies partnering with mm-hmm. each other's Carrie talked about between Scotty's House and Prenatal Clinic.
Absolutely. We loved seeing that application this year, because it really showed them addressing a community issue in a totally different way, in a way trying to prevent the issue from ever even happening. And I love that that's part of their work. It's such a critical service of being there for the child after a moment of abuse or an experience of abuse. And it makes me hurt that we need it, but it makes me so proud that we have it. And it's such a well-run organization. But it's also great that they're also looking down the, I guess you could say down the road, but kind of back on the road a little bit to say, how could we make this not happen for another child? And that's why we loved the partnership between Prenatal Clinic and Scotty's House, because it's looking at a community issue in a little bit different angle and saying, you know what? You have clients, we have clients, let's work together and try and address this community issue before it ever even becomes something that we have to deal with.
More information about United Way of the Brazos Valley, uwbv.org. That includes all the contact information. After the first year, for instance, if you want to have a workplace presentation or ideas about doing your own thing to help out.
Absolutely. Still lots of ways to give to United Way's campaign. We're just about halfway through it, really. Everyone thinks it ends around the holidays, but it really doesn't. It keeps going for the next few months. So get involved. It's not too late.
That's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince and Carrie Baker with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.